Welcome to the Daily Devotion with Pastor Terry Reynolds.
It's so good to be with you today as we continue along in the Gospels. Yesterday we saw Jesus feed some 12,000 people on the side of that hill, as he not only had just taken a few loaves of bread and fish and did this tremendous miracle. Well, we left him there up on the mountain praying. As we pick up the story today, now we're in Mark chapter 6 and verse 45. It says, immediately he made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, to Bethsaida. And he went and he sent the multitude away. So now the multitude is dispersing. Their stomachs are full and his disciples have left. And when he had sent them away, he departed to the mountain to pray. You know, Jesus was always finding time for prayer. No matter how busy his life was, and certainly it was very busy at this point, he would take time to find a quiet place, a place where nobody else could really notice him, and he would sit down and just have time with God. You know, prayer is so important to our lives as believers, as Christians. And it's not something to be, I don't believe, something we should make a show of. In fact, Jesus teaches against that, as we saw there in the Sermon on the Mount. But it's really, in the life of Jesus, as he sets us a great example for us to follow, prayer should be a source of strength. As we get reconnected with God and talk to him about our daily events, maybe you had a bad day. Talk to the Lord about your bad day. Maybe you had a great day. But it's a time of getting your spiritual batteries recharged as you spend time sharing with him, talking about your concerns, giving thanks for the day, and just communing with him. May we learn even as we see here how Jesus, as he sent his disciples away, he departed to the mountains to pray. You don't have to go out to the mountain. He just happened to be doing that. But he found time in his life to pray. Well, I hope that you will make sure that each and every day that you find time in your life to pray. It says, and when the evening came, the boat was in the middle of the sea, and he was alone. Jesus was alone on the land. And he saw them straining at the rowing, for the wind was against them. So, again, Mark does such a great job painting a picture for us. Jesus up on the hill. He could probably see over to Sea of Galilee there as the wind was blowing. He could probably see out there. Maybe it was a moonlit night where he could see him out there on the boat as they were straining, struggling to go across. As he saw them straining and rowing, for the wind was against them. Now about the fourth watch of the night, he came to them walking on the sea, and he would have passed them by. Oh my goodness, what's this all about? And so after they were struggling for quite a long time, it tells us that Jesus started walking across the water, walking by, and he would just kept on going right on past them. You know, even though Jesus humbled himself, became a man, never ever lose sight of who he is, that he's God. He's part of the triunity of God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit. He created heaven and earth. He created the water that he's walking on. Is it impossible for him to walk on? No. With God, all things are possible. And so as he was walking across the water, and he would have passed by, and when they saw him walking on the sea, they supposed it was a ghost and cried out. I think that's a pretty logical response of the guys. When they saw him, they probably, I would have been concerned. I would have probably been a little frightened when I saw this image walking across the water. For they all saw him and were troubled. But immediately he talked with them and said, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Don't be afraid." Then he went out. Then he went up into the boat to them, and the wind ceased, and they were greatly amazed in themselves and beyond measure, and they marveled, for they have not understood the loaves because of their hearts were hardened. Isn't this interesting? the writer here in Mark brings up this story about the loaves, you know, the 5,000 men that were fed are just a few loaves of bread and fish. Even though they were there, they saw it, and how they helped pass out all that bread and all those fish to all these people. They gathered up 12 baskets. Yet because of hardness of heart, I think they were perplexed. They didn't understand it. See, as we look again through our natural understanding, it's hard for us to compute, per se, the miracles of God. But yet it's true. It did happen, and all those people were fed. But when we see through the eyes of faith, for with God all things are possible, and then if Jesus comes walking through across the water, you would think, oh yeah, he's able to do that also. See, that seen through the eyes of faith unleashes your doubt and unleashes your fears to the God of all possibilities. He's able to do things more than what you could ever imagine or think. So important for us to grasp that. I think it's interesting in the Old Testament, in the little book of Habakkuk, it's about 3 chapters long. As you open up the book, the first chapter, you start reading it, and as the story tells us about the story of how God was going to bring the Chaldeans or the Babylonians against the nation there in Israel, because they've been rebellion against God, and they've been, you know, not serving him, and they've been serving false idols, and so judgment was coming upon them. And the Lord said to Habakkuk, he says, you know what, if I would tell you something, that the work that I'm going to do in your day, even if I told you this, you would not believe it, even if I would sit down and tell it to you. Habakkuk's argument was that, you know, I know the Chaldeans are coming against us and how you're going to use them. And he says, I know we're wicked, but they're far worse than we are. He couldn't understand that God had a plan. In chapter 2, you discover about Habakkuk, how he went up into the tower of the Lord in a place of prayer, seeking God, Habakkuk. And he heard a voice from God, and the Lord speaking to him. He said how the spirit that's upright within him is not right. Otherwise, his challenging of God. But yet, what he discovered, I think, is so important to our story here. Those marvelous words of Habakkuk, as he heard God say to him, where the just shall live by faith. That we, in our lives, God's deep desire for us is to live by faith. That we would put our faith into the hands of a faithful God. That we would trust him. That we would rely upon him. That rather than looking at our natural ability, that we would look at God's ability, that we wouldn't rule him out of the equation. I pray that all of us, even this day, would learn to grow in our faith, that we learn to trust in him that much more, day by day by day. And so until next time, when we gather together, may all of us grow in our grace, in God's grace, grow in God's knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So may God richly bless you. Bye-bye now. Thank you for taking part in today's program. We would love to hear from you. You can email us at terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Again, that's terryreynolds@agapechapeloc.org. Or you can write us at Agape Chapel, P.O. Box 4023, Huntington Beach, California, 92647. May God richly bless you.